everyone. Welcome back to the Kenny and JT Show. Thanks for being with us on this Thursday edition. And we are thrilled right now to go to the Wake 'em Way hotline and bring in the outstanding head football coach for the Iowa State Cyclones. He played at the PTO in Perry at Mount Union, national champion, coach of the year in the Big 12 this year. Matt Campbell joining us on the Kenny and JT Show. How are you, Coach?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
Hey, we're thrilled to have you, and thanks to Joe Palmisano for helping us get this set up. And I know Papa Pump has a special place in your heart and Iowa State Cyclone fans, doesn't he?
He does. You know, Joe's been so, he's such a great alumni of Iowa State, and, you know, was really his era really kind of set the tone of belief that you could have success here at Iowa State. So he's been a great mentor of mine all along the way. We really appreciate him here.
Coach, talk a little bit about your path. And what we're seeing recently, these guys from the OAC, we know you're a Mount Union guy, but we see guys from John Carroll and all these coaches and front office guys. What is it about Ohio and coaching?
Yeah, you know, I don't know. I would just tell you, I think from our end, you know, obviously playing at Mount Union and under a somebody like Coach Karras, I think for me, playing for a guy like Keith Wakefield, you know, my father, a head high school football coach, I think we know how important football is in the communities, especially the Stark County area and those communities that you grow up and have a great understanding of what the sport is about and how it can impact not only a community, but impact the lives of the young people that you get a chance to mentor and coach. And so I think when you have mentors like that, you really just try to give back no matter where you are, because you've had so many great people that have poured into you.
I want to go back. You mentioned Coach Wakefield. He's been around for a long time, was there, came left, came back, was actually at Mount Union, came back, still there at Perry and everything like that. You played for him. You graduated in 97 at Perry. What did you learn specifically from Coach Wakefield from your playing days there at Perry?
Yeah, I think so much. You know, I say a lot of times he has had such a profound impact on my life. The man I became, really – you know, what to stand for as a human being, how you go to work every day and have a sense of purpose. You know, we have two foundational pillars in our program, which are very similar to what I learned under him, and that's attitude and effort and the ability to really control those things day in and day out to become the best version of you. And so, you know, he is truly one of the greatest mentors I've had in my life. Still have a great relationship with Coach and just really grateful that I've had him in my life and appreciate what he's taught us.
Your Fiesta Bowl win real quick, JT, 55 rushing attempts. Did he call you and give you some of those plays to run in that game or what?
No, but, you know, I every time he doesn't – he's not a big fan of the pass game. I think you guys know that. Anytime we can get into ball control offense, you know, I'll shoot him a pretty good text and just say we're thinking of him and hopefully he's proud of us. So he certainly got a phone call after that bowl game for sure.
Yeah, Kenny, he called him and told him to wear shorts on the sideline.
Yeah, that too.
Yeah. We mentioned Coach Wakefield quite a bit on our program because we love him to death, and we have so many ties that go back. Even my coach in high school was Tom McDaniels, and they came up together. You've been around a lot of coaches from high school through college, and even Bill Belichick. Your technique, do you take a lot from these guys, or is it like, you know, how do you sprinkle in a little Belichick here and maybe a little Karras there?
Yeah, you know, I think that's the thing for me, that I've been so fortunate that, yes, you want to – I think all those people have had profound impacts on who we are and what we built here. You know, Coach Karras and Coach Wakefield, especially from a cultural standpoint, from a hockey and football game standpoint. But I think at the end of the day, too, you have to be you, right? And I think, unfortunately, you see in our profession – that there's a lot of times that coaches get jobs, they go and they come from some of these great trees and they have a hard time, you know, they want to replicate who that tree was instead of really be authentic and be who you are. And I think what's helped me, and again, I think having a father that was a head high school football coach in the area and really kind of ingraining that into me along the way, probably was a really great tip. And, you know, I think all those people have had a great touch and influence in who we are today. Wouldn't be here without them, but I still think authentically you have to be you and how you deliver and how you lead.
Happy to have Matt Campbell joining us via the Wake 'Em Away hotline here on the Kenny and JT Show. And if you're listening to this and you want to watch it, you can go to our Facebook page. It is up there right now live. You can watch it or just listen to it here on WHBC. And Matt, I want to go back to before Iowa State. Toledo, you're the coach of the year in the MAC. And what I've been told is the MAC is a stepping stone for coaches, but it's an important step for coaches. What did it mean to you to be able to coach at Toledo, have success there that you had, which led you to the job there at Iowa State?
Yeah, you know, I think for me, you know, I got the head coaching job at the University of Toledo at a really young age. You know, you're talking almost just turning 32 years old when I got the job. And, you know, I'll be really honest with you. I don't think I was expecting to become a head football coach that early. And, you know, fortunately, we had done a really good job on the offensive side of the football, being at the right place at the right time. And, you know, I do think one thing for me is I've never really looked at any of these jobs. Even the Toledo job was a stepping stone. You know, I think what I knew was it was an opportunity to build a program. And I think the one thing I was really proud of is we built Toledo at that time, our last 2 years, you know, really kind of into a top 25 football team and a top 25 football program. And, you know, we didn't build it for the short term. We built it for the long haul. And, you know, I think you've seen it be able to sustain success, and Jason Candle's continue to do a great job. And obviously we're really proud of what he's accomplished. But, you know, I think that's the thing for me. And again, another great lesson growing up is, man, just do as great of a job where you're at. And you put all your time and effort into that. Don't look into the future. Don't look into the past. Be in the present. And you know what? You'll have a chance to reach your full potential. And, you know, we talk a lot about that with our kids. And I think I have to talk about that to myself and our coaches as well, because I think that's such a critical step. But, you know, I will say growth as a head football coach, experience is a huge help. And, you know, I think even in the last 10 years and, you know, honestly, this last season, you know, having quarantine, having the opportunity to reflect a little bit on all these things that have come our way, it was really huge for myself, because I think it allowed me to really grow. And a lot of things have come really fast and allowed me to really ingrain in what do you believe in, what do you stand for, and how you believe when things get tough.
Coach, when Jim Tressel took over the job at Ohio State, it was eminent that we always heard you have to lock down the borders and we need to recruit Ohio. Okay. Now you're at a Big 12 school in a Big 10 state, basically, in our mind, because all we ever heard was Iowa football, Iowa football. But now Iowa State's a player. How hard is recruiting when you've got two big schools in the same state?
Yeah, I think it's a unique challenge, you know, especially in the state of Iowa, because you're in a state where, you know, unlike Ohio, just with population size, maybe not as many Division I athletes, right? And so I think the first thing that we had to set our sights on is we had to be relevant in the Midwest. And I think one of the things that I really loved about coming to Iowa State is, you know, for me, that is where my roots are. And the ability to say, you know what, we're going to reestablish recruiting in the Midwest, even though we play in the Big 12, we can win with a Midwest brand of football. And I think that's been really kind of our priority. And now you see us 5 years in where, you know, when I say we were probably behind the eight ball coming in here, you know, this has been a total rebuild. We've had to build it from the ground up. But that starting point was we're going to recruit the Midwest. We're going to make it priority number one. We're going to get young men with great value systems, and we're going to do a great job of developing those guys in our program. And so I think what it's allowed us now as we've gone in, we're in year 5 and 6, is we can compete. We can compete. You know, in our state, we can compete, you know, obviously in our surrounding states as well. And all of a sudden in Big Ten country, we're a real viable option. And that's been really huge for us and our program's continued growth.
It's the lifeline recruiting for all programs, whatever the sport is, especially at Division I. And now you're winning the Fiesta Bowl. You're a top 10 team. You're coach of the year. Also, you're building, what, a $90 million facility there. How important are all those things when you're able to, well, now I think it's, what, virtually because of the pandemic, but when you can get back to go visiting, you know, kids and that, to have all that to put in front of them and say, yeah, no, forget just competing in the Big 12. We're a competitor now for a national championship.
Yeah, and I think that's a great point, Kenny. You know, I think from our end of things, it's, you know, we – we built our program on some real great value systems, you know, in terms of character, young men that love and passionate about the sport of football, guys that are great lifelong learners in both, you know, academically, socially. And I think one of the things that's been huge for us is everything we've done within this program is we put it back to our players, you know, in this brand new $90 million facility. It's academics, it's life after football, it's nutrition. It's all the things that, you know, I think we also know who we're not. We're not the football factory. This isn't Football Factory USA, and really that's not how I coach. But what we are is a life factory. And I think what kids have loved about that is say, man, I can go somewhere and really grow and have the opportunity that leaves a 22-year-old, 23-year-old man and have a chance to be really successful along the way on the field and off the field. And I think that's what I'm really grateful for our university, because they have bought into that commitment, not just on the field, but in each area of their lives. And I think it's been big for why we've been able to sustain success here.
A couple of things we hear a lot, especially when we talk to coaches, is the fact that this guy's an offensive-minded coach. This guy's a defensive-minded coach. You're a defensive player coming out. Now you're a head coach. Would you tell this guy over here that defense wins championships? Or no?
Well, here's what I would tell you. I think where you miss the boat today sometimes is defense does win championships, and there's no question. You still got to do that. And I think, you know, what's happened in our sport is I was fortunate. I played defense, and then I coached the offensive side of the football for a big portion of my career. And I think the reality of it is can you dictate the pace of the game, and does your offense and defense complement each other? The great teams, and you talked about the Patriots, and you talk about even the Super Bowl with Tampa Bay, they complement each other. Their defense and offense work together to complement each other to win football games. In elite programs, programs that sustain success and don't ride these waves of inconsistency, there's a great complementary sense of football. And I think that's one of the great blessings that I feel fortunate of is, yes, defense wins championships. You got to score points. You got to control the football. You got to protect that defense now in sport because the game's changed and, you know, the rules have changed. And so that offense has got to protect your defense and give yourself a chance to become the best version of yourself you can be.
Matt Campbell, our guest here on the Kenny and JT Show, head coach at Iowa State, former Perry Panther, national champion at Mount Union, and now coach of the year of the Big 12, number 9 team in the country at the end of this past season. So, coach, I wrote down a note here. You were talking about how you build a program. What is the Matt Campbell philosophy of building a program? This is the second one you've done now. So you're obviously doing something right. You did it at Toledo, left it very well, and now you've got Iowa State knocking on the door to get into the national championship playoff race. How do you build that program?
Yeah, you know, I think for me it starts with one core value, and you win with people, right? And you win with people that care about people. And I think that part has served us really well along the way. And then you build with core values. And for us, it's number one, recruit, and that's get the right people on board. You know, whether it's your staff, whether it's the people that touch the players, or it's your players, you got to have great people that are aligned to your value system. Then number two, it's retain. It's build a culture. It's where, you know, you don't have turnover. You don't have guys jumping into the transfer portal. You get your kind of people aligned to the vision that can develop within your culture. And then I think the last word for me is development. You have to have great teachers. I think one of the great things about coaching is still coaching is teaching. And it's our responsibility to be great teachers along the way and get our players to become the best version of themselves. And really in my job, it's equal to help our coaches become the best version of themselves that they can be. So, you know, that those core values of recruit, retain, develop, it's really been the foundation that we make every decision on and really how we build every program that I've been associated with.
Coach, one of the things none of us saw even a year ago is the fact that there would be a pandemic in the United States of America in the year 2020. Right. How many minutes, hours a day are dedicated towards just that, and how'd you get through the season?
Yeah, you know, it was fascinating to me, you know, and I think for us, one of the things that was an advantage is the consistency that we have had here. You know, I felt like our culture has consistently built along the way. And I thought that, you know, our team had a little bit of an advantage going into this challenge just because the maturity and, you know, I think our belief system has never been result-oriented. It's always been process-oriented. And so I think we had the ability to look at this challenge as just that, as a challenge, not as a negative, but as a positive of, man, this is going to really challenge us. And if we grow and demand to grow through it, then we're going to have an opportunity to come out of this way better than we went into it. And if we don't grow, then I don't know if we'll be able to survive from it. I don't know if we'll be able to do it. And again, I think that's the great thing about life. That's adversity. That's our sport brings that to us in a powerful way. And, you know, unfortunately, you know, our society going through this from, you know, last March to where we are today. But you either respond, you get up, you respond to it and you grow from it, or you don't. And, you know, I think that's been so great to be able to teach 18 to 22 year old young people. And to be honest with you, even myself and our staff, because I think it's really challenged us both on the field and off the field. But boy, we've learned a lot about ourselves and we've learned a lot about the program.
Now, you got a lot of fans back this way that are now Cyclone fans. Doris sent us that message there that we put up on Facebook, and my phone's blowing up. Some guy named Dan Reardon, I think you know him. He said to ask you how Emma Reardon is doing there at Iowa State.
Yeah, one of the best. One of the best. Emma's a bulldog now turned Cyclone, and we're really grateful to have her. And obviously, Coach Reardon's done a great job. So having his family involved in our program has been awesome.
Yeah, well, that's great to hear that you're reaching out. The tentacles are everywhere, Matt. And the last thing before we let you go, we heard your name being thrown around, man, for NFL jobs and this head coaching job and that head coaching job, and you're staying at Iowa State. Why is the fit for you the perfect one with Iowa State and Matt Campbell?
Yeah, you know, I think the biggest thing for me is, you know, I never got into this profession to chase jobs. You know, my greatest thing that, I'll be honest with you, my goal in life was to come back to Perry sometime and coach for Coach Wakefield. That's really what, everybody says, what was your dream job? I said, boy, that's what I'd love to do. And, you know, I feel so blessed to be able to be in a situation like we are and to be able to build an authentic, real football program that's not built on, you know, hype and not built on a lot of other things, but it's really built on people. And it's built on development and building a program from the ground up. And so I think we're really proud of what we've been able to do. We've got great young players in this program that have committed to us and committed to doing this thing the right way that, you know, we feel like we've just scratched the surface in a lot of ways to who we want to be and where we're trying to go.
Matt Campbell, we appreciate the time, continued success there at Iowa State, and we'd love to do this again sometime, maybe before the season starts, get a preview of your team, and then we'll enjoy watching you there. And the new favorite team in Stark County in the Big 12, without a question, is the Cyclones of Iowa State, so continued success.
Well, guys, thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it and just grateful to all the great people in Stark County and all the support that they've given us. So thank you guys very much. Really appreciate it.
There is Matt Campbell checking in with us today here on the Kenny and JT Show. We'll get a break in right now. We'll come back with more next.